Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In September, Special Counsel John Durham announced a former Clinton campaign attorney, Michael Sussman, was indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI with regards to the Russia collusion lie. The indictment also alleges that Sussman coordinated with representatives and agents of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now it's been discovered White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is the foreign policy advisor referred to in the indictment. In other news, a federal judge said records from the Trump White House can be turned over to the House committee investigating January 6. President Obama appointed District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Congress should have access to the records. An illegal immigrant pleaded guilty Tuesday to killing two additional people during a four-person murder spree in northern Nevada in 2019. 22-year-old Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the deaths of Connie Coons and Sophia Rankin. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get an update on the Astroworld concert tragedy.
Investigators looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas are combing through what's left at NRG Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Augusto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people. Of course, they were being crunched themselves until after the police got there and was able to make some room.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else was involved in last Friday's concert. 8 people were crushed to death. The lawsuit alleging concert promoters and security failed to have a safe plan for the deadly situation and had nowhere near enough medical or security personnel. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tuesday night, the Green Bay Packers were fined $300,000 and 2 players were each hit with $14,650 fines. The fines were issued for violation of the league and NFL Players Association COVID-19 protocols. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With the help of Republicans in the House, Congress passed a bipartisan infrastructure bill that has plenty of spending outside of true infrastructure. This new bill greenlights a per-mile tax on your driving. It will cost you more every year just to drive your car. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox can't understand why anyone would support this bill.
I was shocked the 13 House members would do this. They had no role in writing the bill. They have no understanding of what's in the bill. Most of what's in the bill they would oppose if it came up individually. And I think that it's just very sad that they did. And I think back home, both the Senate and House members are going to have a hard time explaining why they did it and why they're voting with Nancy Pelosi. This, by the way, is at a moment where Pelosi is very unpopular. Biden is at 38% approval. Kamala Harris is at 28% approval. We just had an 8% increase in the producer price index, which is a huge jump in inflation. And people feel it every day. So the average American is smart enough to know you don't want to add more spending when you already have gasoline going up, food going up, etc.
Former New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning watching the Monday Night Football game simulcast on ESPN2 with brother Peyton Manning back in September. The younger Manning middle-fingered the audience while describing an experience with a young Eagles fan. Three complaints were filed with the FCC. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com or Bill Martinez Live, either one will get you there. And everything is right there, along with the host of all these great guests. We're just so honored to have these great guests who come on the show had a great conversation with Molly Hemingway. And you're going to hear that interview later on this week as well. Molly Hemingway has written a great book as an investigative reporter and one of the founders of The Federalist. She's now making it possible for us to have the conversation about what happened in 2020. And, you know, the bottom line, she says, hey, you're not wrong. You're not wrong to think that there was a lot of crazy shenanigans that took place. You know, the legacy media and others, other talking heads and figures that you may have at one time maybe respected, are saying, oh, no, move on. There's nothing there. You know, it didn't happen. And, you know, this is all Donald Trump. And, you know, again, more reason to hate Donald Trump and use him as a tool just to divide us, which is just, you know, phenomenal. When you think about, you know, what they have done. And here it is. It's never ending. You know, we saw an interview the other day with Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, who, you know, just swore, you know, that sure enough, the committee and, you know, the investigation, they had everything on Donald Trump and they were going to lead him out with handcuffs and everything. And he insists, I mean, it's amazing after all the evidence. I mean, $70 million. I mean, plus when you add it all up, I know they say somewhere around 25, 30, but you got to add, you know, the totality of what the expense was to investigate this Russian delusion, collusion thing. And now with what's coming up and people are starting to get, you know, get indicted. The Durham probe is demonstrating once again that, hey, this was an incredible cabal, a bought and paid for hit piece, a political hit piece by Hillary Clinton, who was amazing. I mean, you know, she was signaling throughout the campaign, if you remember, is that, you know, that you can't have these kind of things that are taking place, that, you know, this is not going to, you know, happen, you know, that you can't do this. This isn't an America where you do political shenanigans. And the very thing she was accusing the Trump campaign was the very thing she was doing, you know, which goes back to what I was saying earlier, how these people just incredibly indict themselves. And all you have to do is listen, you know, to what they, you know, what they say, what they don't say. And it just becomes so obvious that, you know, with what they're doing, and they just believe that the American people somehow, you know, I guess they've lived such a charmed life that they've gotten away with it for so long that they think, okay, why not? You know, why shouldn't they, you know, continue to get away with these shenanigans that they've been up to? And you know, and of course they get covered by the mainstream media, and you know, and they get a, you know, a free get out of jail card. And it's us. I mean, the American people are scratching our heads, and then we're pitted against one another, you know, because, wait a minute, you know, you don't see it this way, and you see it this way, you know, kind of deal. But Adam Schiff was just unbelievable. And this is the deal about being so ideologically fixed, because when you're so ideologically fixed, you can't even appreciate reason. Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
No, I'm fine. My phone didn't ring, so I apologize for being a little late getting on it.
Hey, no worries. We're going to make the most of it, because one of the things I wanted to ask you from the get-go is, what is Joe Biden doing? I mean, here he is. You know, he served our country for 50 years. He was a senator. And the things that he's doing are purposely, you know, abandoning our Constitution. We've got people suffering here. And, yes, the polls are obvious and these are all indicators, but I mean, it's diabolical, Rick, and this idea of, you know, this Build Better campaign, this isn't something that's unique to America. I mean, this is a Marxist rallying cry. And I don't know why Joe Biden can't just be honest with us and just say, look, here's my vision. I agree with, the Foreign Economic Council and, the Marxists and that are, you know, you have to say Marxists, just say, look, I agree with the idea that says we're better off with a one world government. And here we are, you know, my buddy Barack, he started this down the road and I'm here to finish it. And it's going to be painful because we're going to have to get through this process until things get evened out. But he can't tell you how long that's going to be. But at least people are trying to do all kinds of, you know, pretzel logic, you know, all kinds of reasoning to justify that his moves are just flat out diabolical. They're injurious to the American people, and they're not constitutionally sound.
Joe Biden knows that, or at least people around him know that. I'll just give you the rationale as I see it. They experienced something during Obama when Obama did Obamacare. He saw what happens when you go for fundamental transformation, but you don't go for complete fundamental transformation. The Democrats lost control of the House in 2010. They lost control of the Senate, I guess, in 2012 or 2014. And the Barack Obama administration legislatively was over once the Republicans took control in 2010. So the lesson that Democrats learned, because Obamacare wasn't repealed, the Democrats learned that any fundamental transformation they put into place, the Republicans will then set that as the marker for where they fight from. Mm-hmm. They won't attempt to roll it back. They won't attempt to change it. And so consequently, they are willing to really create a lot of dislocation in this country, to create a lot of pain in this country, because they've already baked in the cake they're going to lose in 2022. Mm-hmm. That's their expectation.
Right.
So there's no political break on them because they think they're going to lose anyway. And so if you're going to lose anyway, get the maximum amount of, if you believe you want to push our country towards a socialist model, a Marxist model in terms of the oppression, mm-hmm. you do it all at once. If you were to think of it this way. You know, some dogs, you end up chopping their tail off for reasons. I don't know, but they get a little stubby tail. You don't go and chop a dog's tail off a little piece at a time. Mm-hmm. You chop it all off and get it over with all at once. That's what they're doing to capitalism. Mm-hmm. They're attempting to choke it out all at once. They know there's going to be a lot of pain. They know there's going to be a lot of dislocation. They know there's going to be a lot of screaming. But it's no... But they're going to accomplish, from their point of view, a tremendous amount for the cost that they're going to pay, because they're going to lose anyway mm-hmm. in 2022. And they know the Republicans, because the president will still be the president until 2024,
right.
They won't be able to do anything about it.
Right.
That's what this is about.
Well, because Barack Obama left his cell phone and his pen in desk drawer number two, and that will be the next move by Biden, right? We'll go to executive order nation like crazy, just like
100%.
We did under Obama, right? Without
100%.
A doubt. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government, and we'll continue in our conversation. We're going to be talking about the Rittenhouse criminal case, as well as debunking the Democratic lies about Virginia absentee ballots. So stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Well, we just got some bad news regarding the CPI, like as if we needed to hear the bad news. Boy, I'll tell you, it is, Rick, it's like we're in a third world country. You go to the store, the shelves are empty. What we're paying now for groceries, gas at every turn, inflation is just clobbering us. And, I mean, we're going to be lucky, you know, to even have a turkey this Thanksgiving. This is just unbelievable. And this has all been, and I don't know how else to say it, but it's almost like this has all been single-handedly delivered to us by Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Well, there is no other way to say it. The inflation rate in under Trump was under 2%. In fact, it was down in the 1% range on an annual basis. And in less than 12 months of Joe Biden, all items are 6.2%. But little things like you buy, like gasoline for the last 12 months, is up 50%, 49.5%. Heating oil, which affects mainly five states in the United States, but it's it's New York, it's Pennsylvania, it's Massachusetts, it's Connecticut, and Maine. And every year we end up having to do subsidies because the heating oil prices are too high. 50% higher this year. And so the people who can least afford it, because basically this is older houses, which are owned by and lived in by older people who are on fixed incomes. People who can least afford, people on fixed incomes, are going to be hit with a 50% oil price shock just to keep their home heated this winter. That's kind of a necessity in the Northeast. This is a disaster. It's a disaster brought to you wholly and totally by the Biden administration. As I said in the last segment, it's a planned disaster. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to get better. Prices are up. The producer price index is up dramatically as well. In fact, it's raising higher than the CPI, which means that in the pipeline are even higher prices. Mm-hmm. And because we have a lot of the goods and material things that need to make things are sitting on ships. Yes, we're going to have empty shelves, and the things that are on the shelves are going to cost more because of scarcity. And, what can I say? During the pandemic, people understood scarcity of some things. They said, okay, that's just supply chains messed up. Mm-hmm. But there's absolutely no excuse for scarcity right now, and it's a direct result of Biden's inability to actually function as president of the United States.
Well, and it's at every turn, whether we're talking the southern border, the handling of, COVID, this just very confusing message. I was sharing with the audience yesterday, Rick. I was watching this video from this doctor who's highly degreed. This guy's an epidemiologist, plus and plus, plus, plus. He says, yeah, I'm over degreed. I spent a lot of time in college. I'm a pretty smart guy, though, he says, and probably is. But anyway, he did ask a very simple question for a very smart guy. He says, considering that there's been at least 16,000 people that have died post-vaccination, in the medical field, autopsies tell you everything. He's astounded that after 16,000 people who have died post-vaccination of COVID, of the COVID vaccine, they've only had one autopsy. He said, what are they hiding? This is all purposeful. See, all this stuff, whether we're talking about the economy.
Repeat that. They've always had one autopsy of 16,000 people who have died?
Only one autopsy when he did this video. There had only been one autopsy of any person who died post-vaccination of the COVID vaccine.
That's stunning. I will tell you, I live in Maryland, and the Maryland state government just started ads urging people to get the booster shot, of course. But the other side of it was the most encouraging thing was they were also saying, and if you have COVID, immediately request from your doctor to get monoclonal antibody therapy. Mm-hmm. So it's the first time where an actual government agency beyond that it's out in the South.
Right.
Is telling people there's treatment available. You don't have to sit there and just wait to see if you're going to die.
Exactly.
There's treatment available. Now, there's a lot of other treatments available, but the monoclonal antibody in Florida has basically destroyed the death rate in Florida. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of people are saying that's the answer that's actually the politicians will agree on.
Right.
But the fact they, on the vaccines, they're not doing autopsies.
Well, here it is.
Of the entire medical establishment and how it's agenda driven and not science driven.
Well, you see, and when stuff like that happens, you get all these conspiracies that are born, and again, it just kind of it murks up all the waters here of intellectual conversation so that we can, you know, really do something together. You know, these therapies have been around for a long time, whether it's hydroxychloroquine, but, oh, Donald Trump mentioned that, so somehow, you know, hydroxychloroquine has been canceled. But, you know, the truth be known, that the doctors could care, because what they care about is saving their patients. And if hydroxychloroquine is working in their zip code, guess what? They're using hydroxychloroquine. Ivermectin, they've been using that for a long time, and you know, some, you know, studies now are starting to, you know, catch up. But, you know, they're at the ground level. I mean, you know, they can see causal effects of these therapies, and of course they're utilizing them, and they're not waiting, you know, for the government, who's debating over this stuff and then you know, misrepresenting the seriousness of it and making it into a political issue. You know, they want nothing to do with it. Doctors just want to do no harm, and they want to care for their patients. And the other thing too that's happening, Rick, that to me is just disgusting. I talked to my doctor, my own doctor, and he says that the pharmacists now are gatekeepers on some of these prescriptions. That they will say, no, we're not going to fill the prescription. Wait a minute, that's not your job. That's handled by the doctor. If the doctor says this is the prescription, so then what happens is patients are having to go out and you know, do some pharmacy shopping. But if it happens to be a pharmacy that's aligned with any of these big major chains, they're leveraging their power and not filling out prescriptions. And I've heard that more than once.
It's also, I have too, and I think it's the larger, you usually think the larger company is insulated from pressure, but the fact of the matter is, if you're a big pharmacy, you have a huge stake in government health care.
Right.
And they're used to, you know, what's on a formulary and the like. And as a result, a lot of the big pharmacies are easy to, you just go to the top and you say, hey, listen, you want to get a piece of this business? Well, if you do, you know, you don't get to, you have to do what we say related to certain things. And so it's the amazing power we're now seeing of a centralized medical system.
Right.
It's all driven out of the public health, I'm saying professionals, but the public health establishment, and an almost insane clinging to 1920s policies to deal with a pandemic after 18 months of dealing with it and knowing there's actually treatments, there's actually things that work,
exactly.
There's actually things you should do and shouldn't do. We're not allowed to learn those things, because if we learn those things, we no longer can be controlled, because
exactly. Is
the main controlling device.
That's exactly. It's all about control. About a minute and a half left. I want to talk about the Rittenhouse criminal case. Boy, that's falling apart quick, huh?
Yeah. You know, there's amazing video of testimony of the one guy who was injured, was shot and didn't die. There's a picture of the guy pointing a gun at Rittenhouse and attempting to shoot him.
Right.
And when he got shot. I mean, this is the prosecution's case. It's a clear self-defense case. Everything about it shows self-defense. The prosecution yesterday brought in a video of Rittenhouse being chased by one of the individuals. And the guy lunges for the gun. Rittenhouse shoots him. The guy dies. But it was clear self-defense. He wasn't the aggressor. If this isn't found to be self-defense by the jury, there will never be a case of self-defense in the state of Wisconsin ever again.
Yeah, this is by admission of the number one, you know, witness that the prosecution puts forth, right? So it's like, case closed, you know.
Well,
let's go, right?
There's a picture of the prosecutor having his head in his hand.
I know.
This guy testified. I think that kind of says it all.
Without a doubt. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Take care, buddy. Godspeed.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In September, Special Counsel John Durham announced that former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman was indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI with regards to the Russia collusion lie. The indictment also alleges that Sussman coordinated with representatives and agents of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now it's been discovered White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is the foreign policy advisor referred to in the indictment. In other news, a federal judge said records from the Trump White House can be turned over to the House committee investigating January 6. President Obama appointed District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Congress should have access to the records. An illegal immigrant pleaded guilty Tuesday to killing two additional people during a four-person murder spree in northern Nevada in 2019. 22-year-old Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the deaths of Connie Coons and Sophia Rankin. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Well, the dust is starting to settle a bit in Virginia, so what do we make of all that happened there and also New Jersey and other parts of the country? There appears to be a wave away from socialism and Marxist oppression. Thank God for that. And we can thank the mama bears and papa bears there in Virginia, because I believe, they are the Paul Revere's of the modern era for us. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Pasco, he is the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. He's with us now. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm well, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm eager to hear your insight as to what has been, now that the dust has been settling a little bit a week after the elections, what did Virginia and even New Jersey tell us?
Well, I think they told us that voters are rejecting the rush to socialism. That's my big picture takeaway. And in this case, New Jersey in particular is even more instructive than Virginia. We'd all been looking at Virginia for about the last 6 weeks. The polls had been tightening. And so we all went into election night knowing that it was going to be a close race in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Nobody saw New Jersey on the radar screen except for a couple. I will tell you, there's a guy in New Jersey, a pollster by the name of Adam Geller. Mm-hmm. Who's an extraordinarily able pollster, and he was working for the Republican candidate for Governor Jack Cittarelli, and Adam, but they were keeping it to themselves. This is interesting. As a point of political strategy, mm-hmm. The Republican campaign had polling that indicated that race was a lot closer than a lot of people thought it was, but they didn't go advertise it. They didn't broadcast it. They didn't want people to know, because they thought, well, you know, our job here is actually to try to win the race, not just to show people that we're running a close race. We're trying to win this race.
Right.
And they figured the only way we can win is if we can catch the Democrats napping. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got polls in the last, he said they had polls in the last 30 days that showed that race just outside the margin of error at about 4 points. And they mm-hmm. didn't want anybody to know that. They were hoping they could sneak up And they did sneak up. You know, he has right. he has not yet conceded because they're still actually counting votes in New Jersey, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. In Virginia, we saw it coming. Everybody was paying attention. What's fascinating to me is that Democrats on Capitol Hill, you know, we've heard from the media about the Build Back Socialist bill and the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and they got to pass those bills fast. They got to pass them as soon as possible because they're trying to help their candidates in Virginia and New Jersey. And I'm thinking, no. That's not why they're desperate to pass those bills. They're not trying to help the candidates in New Jersey and Virginia. They're desperate to pass the bills because they're scared that they're going to lose New Jersey and Virginia, and then it's going to be impossible to pass those bills because the vulnerable Democrats in the House are going to say, wait a minute, what? We just lost in Virginia and New Jersey. Next year is going to be a bloodbath. Why in the world do I want to walk this plank? I don't want to vote for it. That's why they were desperate to pass the bills. Now, so it's
well, and I think they got a little bit of encouragement though from the president, who wanted to do kind of an Enzo dance as he was going overseas and saying, "You see what my leadership is doing, especially when it comes to, you know, climate change and the Green Deal and all this. That here he is. He's the champion. He's the FDR of the modern, you know, green energy deal."
Well, you're right. And you've got most of the Democrats on Capitol Hill are looking, and this is what's fascinating to me. They look at the election results just the same as you and I, except they interpret the election results totally different.
Mm-hmm.
To most Democrats on Capitol Hill, the lesson of New Jersey and Virginia is not that they're moving too far and too fast to the left. No, to them, the lesson is they didn't move far enough fast enough.
Exactly.
They think they lost because their base didn't turn out, because their base was disappointed that they haven't completed the transformation to socialism. So what's their response to that? Their response is to say, well, then we got to pick it up. We've got to move harder, faster to the left. And that's all of a sudden now there's new urgency to pass these massive spending bills. And it's not just the dollar amount. It's what's in these bills. These
exactly.
programs are programs. We would not want these programs if they were free, Bill. They
yes.
they so changed the
relationship. But the president told us it was free. It's not going to cost yes. anything, right?
Yes, that's right. It won't cost anything. Now that's a lie. Let's talk about that for just a second. Let's do 30 seconds on, because there's two lies there. First, obviously, when he says they don't cost anything, that's just an out-and-out lie. Of course they cost something. What he's actually trying to convince you is it's not going to cost you anything, because he's not going to raise your taxes. He's not going to increase your costs. He's only going to force wealthy people and corporations to pay. And that's why he says it's not going to cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, it is. There's this thing called inflation.
Right.
Since he's come into office, gas prices are up anywhere from 50% to 75%, depending on where you are in the country. In my part of the country, it's about 75% increase
mm-hmm.
in just a year since
right.
Election Day a year ago. It's remarkable. Groceries cost more. That's a hidden tax. It
yes.
doesn't limit. Inflation isn't limited. It doesn't affect only people who make $400,000 a year or more, contrary to what he would have us believe. But here's the second part of the lie is just this notion that that we're not going to pay anything more. When inflation goes up, everything goes up. The cost of prescription drugs goes up. The cost of the gasoline, the cost of the milk that you buy, the eggs you buy, the bread you buy, feeding your family costs more, putting clothes on your family costs more, housing costs more, everything that's made or transported in this country, because we transport things by truck, and what do trucks require? They require gasoline and diesel fuel. So when the cost of gasoline goes up, the cost of everything that's shipped with a petroleum product, whether it's a small truck using gasoline or a large truck using diesel, that cost gets passed on. So this is it's truly an insidious lie.
The other thing too, Bill, that happens is that, hey, don't think big corporations, they're in business, you know, they're in business to make money. And if you go ahead and you squeeze them and you tax them, which is what the president is saying, is that, hey, we're going to go and finally get, you know, go after those guys and make all the money and all these oligarchs and everything like that. Well, guess what? that's going to be passed down in charges that are going to increase to accommodate that tax. And, you know, constantly the Democrats keep putting this message out, and the American people are slowly but surely wising up to say, look, this is all a false flag, because when you raise taxes, we're all going to pay. Don't tell me you're just going to go after the big guys, because the big guys, the reason they're big is they know how to win the game. And they're going to pass that cost on to the consumers or anybody else. It eventually gets down to the consumer, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And you're right. Corporations do not pay taxes. Corporations collect taxes. They are the agent of the state. You pass if you increase the tax rate that Apple Corporation pays by 10%, guess what's going to happen to the cost of an iPhone or a new computer? It's going to go up by, oh, I don't know, probably 10%.
Yes.
You're exactly right. They don't pay taxes. They simply collect them. They pass on the tax increase to their consumers, their customers, in the form of higher prices. So, again, the lie from Joe Biden and his administration, we're not going to increase your taxes. We're only going to increase taxes on corporations. Well, the corporations are going to increase prices. Is that, technically speaking, a tax increase on me? No. But, you know, everybody knows what's going on here. It's truly outrageous.
It is, and the people need to call them on this. And I think that if they were ever more vulnerable, it is now, after what happened in Virginia, how people are responding over COVID, the southern border, all this madness. And it's clear, Bill Pasco, that this administration is doing everything they can to obliterate our constitutional rights. I mean, what about that constitutional thing, after all?
Well, you know, the latest, let me say this. Everybody should remember this number, 76. It's not 46. Joe Biden, yes, he's the 46th president, but 76 is where he finished in his law school class of 85. There were 85 students in his graduating class from Syracuse University Law School, and he finished number 76 out of 85. I think this is instructive because he's running one of the most lawless administrations that we've ever seen. Just earlier this week, over the weekend, Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in the 5th District said the vaccine mandate is on hold. It's a court order.
This report is brought to you by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America. This Veterans Day, as we honor the brave men and women who served our country, it's important to talk about a disease called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. For unknown reasons, veterans are twice as likely to develop it compared to those who haven't served in the military. ALS is an incurable and debilitating disease that gradually affects a person's ability to walk, write, speak, swallow, eat, and even breathe. Lisa McKee, Army veteran, mother of five, and former Level 1 trauma nurse, is living with ALS and doing her part to raise awareness in hopes of helping other veterans and their families.
I loved the military. Even if I knew I would get ALS, I would do it all over again. I spent my life taking care of others, and my current mission is ensuring that veterans and their families get all the information and resources they need to better live with ALS.
To learn more about available resources, visit ALSveterans.com. That's ALSveterans.com.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Chmielewski joins us now, the Numbers USA Deputy Director, and he's asking, hey, did you see the revised immigration policies and the budget reconciliation bill? I'll tell you, this is something that's been overlooked. I mean, you know, when you power down $1.5 trillion worth of the people's money, it's easy to get lost in the numbers. But as Rick Manning was saying earlier, Chris, what the real danger is in the small print of what this bill is doing. And immigration policies is just one part of it, right? But, I mean, it's typical with everything that has to do with this administration. It's more control for them, less control for us, less association with, oh, yeah, that constitutional thing, right?
Right. Yeah, and you know, so last week we saw the House pass the infrastructure bill and set up a vote on the reconciliation bill. They didn't vote on the reconciliation bill, but they're expected to vote on it next week. And the reconciliation bill that they plan to vote on is going to grant amnesty to about 8 million illegal aliens.
Where's that dividing line that they come up with 8 million? What is that from? I'm sure that's the DACA part of it is DACA, right? Which is
This is their third try at this. So the first two in the Senate were the first two plans were presented to the Senate parliamentarian on the Senate side. And she ruled, rightfully so, that they would violate the Byrd rule, which is that any provision within a budget reconciliation bill has to be germane to the budget. They're trying to argue that amnesty for illegal aliens is germane to the budget because it's going to cost money and it'll also create more taxpayers. So that's the argument that they're trying to make to the Senate parliamentarian. But the Byrd rule says that it has to be a budgetary provision first. It can't be a policy provision that also impacts the budget. And that's what she ultimately ruled and decided that this would have a long-standing impact. So they've just ultimately, Democrats have just basically decided, well, we're gonna avoid the Senate parliamentarian for now, and we're gonna come up with another solution. So what this solution is it's basically DACA on steroids. Mm-hmm. You mentioned DACA. That's exactly what it is. It's just where President Obama's executive amnesty DACA only applied to, you know, a very specific group of illegal aliens that had to be between a certain age with certain met certain educational and work requirements and entered the United States at a certain period of time, this is going to apply to pretty much every single illegal alien that falls within a number of different groups, essential workers, farm workers, basically anybody who's been in the country illegally and held a job for the last several years. So that's what they're looking to do, and that's where the 8 million number comes from. And basically the remaining folks, the, you know, if you believe that there's somewhere between, you know, around 12 million illegal aliens living in the country.
Well, that was 12 million was 3 decades ago.
3 decades.
You know, that's not that's unrealistic. I mean, the number is probably closer to 30, if not surpassed it, 30 trillion. Right. And right. That's why I said, where's this number? And you're saying eight million. I said trillion, but I meant millions.
Right.
But 8
yeah.
million people. And the thing is that even with DACA, when it was first presented, even under the Trump administration, he offered it. And there was only, I think, of the 1.2 million DACA potential recipients or qualifiers, only maybe two-thirds, three-quarters of them said, okay, I'll do it.
It's been a total of about 900,000.
Yes, right.
Currently, there's about 600,000 or 700,000 that have it. And the reason why is because those other 300,000 have found a way to get green cards, basically.
Right. Okay. So there's they've been working around this thing. You know, I mean, when you have all this right. time in your ear and it's unaccountable and it's like and I don't blame. Look, I don't blame these immigrants who have been here. You know, this is really on the shoulders of our elected officials that have not had the political capital or the courage to deal with this stuff. And we have enough precedent, you know, because when they amnestied 3 million back during the Reagan era, it was like, okay, this time, that's it, never again. Well, of course, the Democrats never know, never again.
Right, right. And there are some moderate Democrats that are very concerned about doing what they want to do with, mm-hmm. with amnesty for illegal aliens. And that's part of the reason why this vote was supposed to happen on Friday in tandem with a bipartisan infrastructure bill, and instead it was delayed. And part of the reason was because there was about 12 to maybe a dozen to two dozen moderate Democrats who expressed some serious concern over these immigration provisions. We don't know specifically what their concerns were, but they are in these moderate districts that. They got a wake-up call with last week's Virginia elections and New Jersey elections and some of the other results like in Minneapolis. So
we want to think they got a wake-up call, but Joe Biden and the administration is full steam ahead. I mean, they're doubling down, unlike with President Clinton when he got crushed and Newt Gingrich and the Republicans took over. You know, he made the announcement to everybody: the era of big government is over. Not in this case. I mean, it's like, hey, the era of socialism is going to continue, although clearly the voters said, hey, we're not socialists. We don't want this. We don't want CRT. We don't want what you're selling. And, of course, you know, I keep maintaining that this is the very thing the Democrats tried to sell to their own party during the primaries, and they could only get, you know, if you round it up, maybe about 30% of their own, you know, their own party to agree with it. And now here they are. I mean, they're not even selling it to us. They're just forcing it down our throats.
They are, and you know, my thought about this is that, you know, there's new reports this morning that Pramila Jayapal, who's chairwoman of the House Progressive Caucus, she's been promised that there's going to be a vote on this reconciliation bill in the House of Representatives next week. Mm-hmm. And let's not be blinded by what's happening here. What they're hoping for is that, number one, last week's elections are forgotten by them.
Yes. Right.
It's already out of the news cycle, so. Mm-hmm. You know, they're hoping that next week, and if they bury this vote in the later half of next week, which is probably when it's going to be, people are going to be in Thanksgiving mode.
Oh,
they're not going to be thinking about what Congress is doing. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, is they're trying to sneak this in while nobody's paying attention. And that's why they're scheduling this vote at the end of at the end of next week. Well, you know, again, this is just House action. We still got to see what the Senate is willing to do. We don't know if the parliamentarian will rubber stamp this new plan that they want to do. So we'll have to wait and see if the parliamentarian's willing to do it. We do know that.
Well, and we'll see. Yeah, and we'll see if there's a reasonableness maintained, you know, like you said, with Kirsten Sinema and with Joe Manchin.
Right. They won't vote for it if the parliamentarian says no. So.
Right, right. But if the parliamentarian says yes, then they're going to have, they're going to have to deal with some conscious issues here on this, because in principle, you know, they know that this thing is, it reeks and it's not in the best interest of their constituents. This is all a political, hijinks that they've been able to get away with, and they're ignoring. And they could care, Chris, is like they could care about a midterm wipeout. They're planning on it, and and even some Republicans. I mean, these 13 Republicans who sided with the Democrats on this bill, last week. I mean, this is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reason why the House progressives are pushing so hard for this is because they're in safe districts. They don't have to worry about getting voted out of office. Mm-hmm. So it's the moderate Democrats who are going to have to decide. Just like those 13 Republicans, they were willing to buck their party to support the infrastructure bill on the House side. Are you going to have 13 moderate Democrats, or you don't even need that many? You only need 4. Moderate Democrats on the House side to stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to do this.
Exactly.
I'm not going to risk my election chances on this bill.
Well, and you wonder the motivation of those 13 Republicans. I understand a portion of them, I think 4 or 5 are, they're out. They're not going
to
run for re-election.
Yeah.
They're retiring, right? So what are they doing? They're trying to set up their retirement a little bit?
Right, right. Yep, set up their next job with the Chamber of Commerce or wherever they happen to go. And that's my big concern too with this group of moderate Democrats. You know, if they figure, well, I better vote this way because this is the career path that I'll have should I get voted out next year.
Wow. Yeah, this is crazy stuff. And meanwhile, like you said, the rest of us are out scouring, the shelves of our local supermarkets to see if we can find a turkey or maybe something that even looks like a turkey. I don't know what's what it's going to be like, but we do know that remember the projection by the administration saying that Thanksgiving was going to cost us 16 cents less this year.
Right.
I think they need to revise that number. I think 16 cents less has left the building. What do you think?
I think so too. It's just going to cost us that much more to fill up our gas tank just to drive to the grocery store to buy our Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly. And this is the reality. I mean, Joe Biden, and it is amazing to me, the talking heads from this administration and with a straight face. I mean, it's like we're listening to Baghdad Bob, once again, as America is coming in and swooping in and just, taking over land there in Iraq. No, we got them right where we want them. Everything's great. It's all wonderful. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, this is what seems to be the narrative and what they're trying to thrust and condition and, propagandize the American people with. But, the American people are figuring this out. I mean, it's like, what do you think? We're stupid. We're going to the grocery store. We know we're paying more. The shelves are empty. And like you said, just to get to the, grocery store, we got to gas up. And so a lot of that money we planned for groceries is in the gas tank now. So what can we say? That's reality. Chris Chemilinski from Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Folks, thanks. Looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?